talking about the gospel. You believe in his death, burial, and resurrection. I do too. How do we apply that to our life? This is where the American church system, and in love, the Mennonites, we never were part of them, but we do believe in head covering and they have some things right. How do you apply it to your life, sir? How do you apply the good news that Jesus came into the world, shed his blood, covered sin, rose again, but there's this application to your life? You can't just believe, because don't the demons believe and tremble?
Yeah, okay. But if you believe in his sayings and follow them,
okay,
then it's like you built your house on a stone.
Yeah, you built it on a rock. So I have a question. Do we have to repent?
Of course.
Okay, so I'm walking through the gospel here. So by the shed blood, we have to repent.
Yeah.
And then when we repent, what are we repenting of?
Turning away from sin.
Would you say worldliness is sin?
Of course.
Okay, would you say that things like most what everything the Strawberry Fest represents is sin? Flesh, food, pride and vanity, carnality, idle time of use of time.
It depends.
If it's not of Christ, you know, somebody, I had Christians here.
The thing is, the Jewish tradition, they had festivals.
But some guy said to me yesterday, oh, David and Solomon had festivals. You're not going to say the Beach Boys are of God, right? They wouldn't have the Beach Boys at the festival. They had godly, holy festivals. Jesus made wine for a wedding. Do you think that was a worldly, carnal, wicked wedding, or was it a godly, holy Israelite wedding?
Yeah.
So by faith in Christ, we have to repent. We got to come out of the world. And then Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. He said, I'm the truth. I have a question. Can I follow Jesus, the truth, and a bunch of man-made traditions and lies?
Yeah.
I can?
Well, the thing is you can also be wrapped up in religious traditions.
No, but I mean, what if they're lies, like Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, that the Mennonites keep, many of them, most of them? Can I practice lies and claim that I have a holy Savior?
It's one of those things that God will use evil things for good. Personally, I don't like Christmas.
Okay, only God can use evil for good, but here's the thing. Jesus warns against that, because Jesus would disagree with you.
Actually,
Jesus said in,
says God forbid us to.
Yep, Jesus said in Mark 7, howbeit in vain you worship me, keeping man-made traditions.
Sir, are you looking for an argument?
No, I want to go over the gospel. I want to help you with the gospel.
This is more confrontational than helpful.
Well, Jesus was confrontational, so was Paul. That's why the Romans always showed up. But
he ate with the sinners.
But you're claiming Christ. You're not in that category. You're claiming Christ, so I'm testing your gospel. We should test everything.
Oh, of course.
So I'm testing you. Yeah, so that's how that test. Did you know the Bible says we're supposed to judge the body of Christ?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so that. So what you call confrontational is just judging rightly. So by faith and repentance, you got to come out of the world. You can't follow man-made traditions. Do we have to be born again?
Absolutely.
All right. So when we're born again by the Spirit of God, did you know that he gives the Spirit to whoever believes in him? Do you believe that? Actually, the Bible didn't say that. It says he gives the Spirit in Acts 5 to those who obey him. Obedience, faith, and works are tied closely together. If that's your bride and you're not faithful to her, I don't believe you love her. Faith and works. And so faith and works go together. And so you have to be very...
Apparently, this is going to take a while.
Okay. Well, it can take as short as you want if you want to go. Okay, so by faith and repentance, you're born again. The fruit that you're born again, young man, is holiness and obedience, not being of the world, not being of man-made religion that is false, and to follow Christ in spirit and truth. Hebrews 12 says, without holiness, no one will see God. And then we must endure every day. Like I have to endure my marriage, you have to endure in your marriage. We have to endure every day. And that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. It means every day we get up, we're loving the Lord, we're loving our wives, we're faithful, we're serving God, we're preaching the gospel, we're coming out of the world, we're repenting of all sin, because we all can fall into sin and flesh. So every day we have to endure it. The problem with the American, last thing, the problem with the American Christianity is they're all being told God loves them as they live in sin. That's a lie. They're being told that God wants your Sunday scrap. That's a lie. God didn't start the Sunday church system. Sunday's not the Lord's day.
Saturday.
Yeah, well, yeah, and that was the...
It's the day of rest.
That was the original day of rest, and now we rest every day in Christ. And
yeah.
Easter's coming. He didn't even die on Friday. He died on Wednesday, and he rose on Saturday. Because he's our Sabbath rest. So I've said a lot.
No.
Does that make sense to you?
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Easter is all about the celebration of the fertility god of Ishtar.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like,
yeah, exactly.
No, holidays are definitely...
But how closely do you think you're adhering to the truth of God? Being in the world, entertaining yourself. And then have you studied...
So,
Have you studied deep to go like how God tells us, you know, do you believe our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
Yeah. So your wife believes that and she covers her head, which is biblical to do so. Do we have the authority to dress our temple any way we want, or should we dress it the way God told us to dress it? Yeah, and so in Genesis 3, do you know what God did? I love to preach this. Nobody preaches this. If you've ever heard anybody preach this, please tell me who it is. I want to go buy him a cup of coffee. Never hear anybody preach this. In Genesis 3, before Torah law, we don't keep Torah, pre-Torah, God gave us one man and one woman. God said, take dominion. God said, don't drink blood in Genesis 9. In Genesis 3, Adam and Eve sinned. The fourth thing that God did was he covered them and clothed them because they sinned. They had on leaves, people say fig leaves, but leaves wasn't enough. An apron doesn't cover you. God sheds blood, kills animals, the archetype of Jesus to come to cover us. He put us in tunic-like garments. It's never changed. All the prophets wore it, his priests wore it, Jesus wore it, the disciples wore it. Actually, we get a robe of righteousness in eternity, not shorts and athletic shirts. And so I like to teach this to people because it's a beautiful archetype. The Bible is full of a bunch of archetypes, and people miss this and they go, God doesn't care how I dress. The Bible says that your temple, you're not your own. And the Bible says one sin is going to put you, one unrepented sin is going to put you out of the kingdom. One unrepented sin. He killed a husband and wife in Acts 5 for one sin. He put Adam, after Jesus rose and grace had come, he put Adam and Eve out of the garden for one sin. Right? In Leviticus 10, he killed two priests for one sin. So my plea to American Christians and all Americans is to consider how serious sin is. Jesus didn't take away the ramifications of sin. Do you know what Jesus' death did? It doesn't cover everyone's sin unless they repent and follow him. It makes us eligible to come for the forgiveness.
Yeah, it's the parable of the wedding party that everybody's invited, but if you're not wearing the garment,
and I just preached that the guy doesn't have his garment on. What does that mean? It's more than just the clothing. I think clothing is important. It means the guy showed up and he's a worldly guy. Hey, a wedding, I'm here. And the king goes, what are you doing? You didn't even prepare yourself. You didn't lose your life to come to my wedding feast.
It's funny because the clothing is actually provided by the host. So
God gave us our clothing.
Yeah.
It's been awesome talking to you.
Absolutely.
Check out don'tperish.com. My email's on there. I'd love to help you go deeper into faith.
God bless.
We love you. God be praised.